KPBS On Demand is supported by Marichal Design and Remodeling, helping homeowners with their home remodeling needs. From ADUs to kitchen remodels, room additions, and custom homes, Marichal Design and Remodeling can help homeowners design and build their dream homes. More at trustyourhometous.com.
Good morning, I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. It's Wednesday, August 20th. Teachers are being trained in response to immigration enforcement near schools. More on that next, but first, the headlines. The San Diego Bay is getting an eco-friendly upgrade. Two diesel-powered ferry boats will soon be replaced with fully electric vessels. Together, the boats will cost $21 million. Flagship Enterprises, which operates the ferry, received a $15.3 million grant from the California Air Resources Board, covering a majority of that price tag. The new boats will have more space for bikes and strollers. Flagship also says the current price of $9 for a one-way ticket won't increase when the new boats begin operation in fall 2026. The routes to and from Coronado are also expected to stay the same. A warming trend will begin across the county starting tomorrow. Temperatures are expected to peak Thursday and Friday. The coast is expected to be partly cloudy with highs ranging from 72 to 77. Inland will hit the upper 70s to low 80s, with downtown being mostly sunny with a high around 78. Oceanside Police are launching a new drone program to assist first responders. The department announced this week they now have the ability to dispatch a drone from a rooftop downtown and reach crime scenes in less than a minute. Once on location, the drone will provide intel to officers before they physically arrive. The 13-month pilot program is being funded by a state grant, which covers the drones, software, and staffing. The use of drones in police work does, however, continue to be a controversial topic, with concerns about privacy and surveillance. The city is running what they call a transparency portal, where the public can view drone flight activity online. From KPBS, you're listening to San Diego News Now. Stay with me for more of the local news you need.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rachel Jans, Associate Curator of Modern and Contemporary Art at the San Diego Museum of Art. We're presenting a landmark exhibition of Eduardo Chillida, a visionary sculptor who transformed the way we think about form, space, and material. Eduardo Chillida, Convergence, is the most expansive U.S. presentation of the artist's work in nearly 50 years, bringing together monumental sculptures, delicate works on paper, and a virtual reality experience of his iconic Comb of the Wind installation on the Basque coast of Spain. Eduardo Chillida Convergence is on view now through February 8, 2026 at the San Diego Museum of Art in Balboa Park. Learn more at sdmaart.org.
On top of getting their kids out of bed, packing lunch, and making sure they don't miss first period, some San Diego parents have a new source of stress this school year. Reporter Gustavo Solis says a group of volunteers are trying to ease that stress.
Let me give you this information. We're doing a Teachers at Lincoln. We're doing some awareness against ISA, and we want to tell the community that it's safe to come to school.
That is Lincoln High School teacher Rene Zambrano handing out flyers in front of school Tuesday morning. He's a member of Unión del Barrio, and they have trained more than 100 teachers on how to protect students from potential immigration enforcement near schools. Organizers say demand is high, especially after federal agents detained parents near schools in Chula Vista and Linda Vista earlier this month. And news reports show similar arrests near schools nationwide. Herendira Ramirez is an organizer with the Association of Raza Educators.
You can approach people at any other time, and yet you're choosing to do it as they're picking up their kids, as they're dropping off their children, and that's unacceptable.
In emails to KPBS, the Department of Homeland Security has confirmed the arrest of parents near school campuses, but claims that agents are not targeting schools. Gustavo Solis, KPBS News.
Parking for major events near Petco Park is going to get a lot more expensive in September. Reporter Jacob Ayer says the new rates will help the city balance their budget, but there's pushback from local organizations.
The city of San Diego is rolling out special event pricing on downtown parking meters that will affect locations within a half mile of Petco Park, starting September 1st. Rates will jump from $2.50 to $10 an hour for up to 6 hours during events that attract 10,000 people or more. Michael Trimble is president of the Gaslamp Quarter Association. He's worried about losing workers and customers due to new parking prices.
Earlier this year, they raised it to $2.50, and now they're going to raise it to $10. I mean, that's a pretty significant change for approximately 100 days a year. That's going to be happening.
The San Diego Padres, East Village Association, and the San Diego chapter of the California Restaurant Association are also against the new parking meter rates. A mayor of San Diego spokesperson says funds earned from the new program go back into the special event zone. Jacob Ayer, KPBS News.
California lawmakers want to crack down further on microplastics. Environment reporter Tammy Merga spoke with the lawmaker who's leading that push.
What we've seen is in the last couple of years, increasing research that has shown how dangerous plastic microbeads and plastic litter are for our human bodies and for our planet.
That's Assemblymember Tasha Berner. She introduced Assembly Bill 823, which would ban leave-on personal care goods and cosmetics with plastic microbeads and plastic litter. Think products like polishes, eyeshadows, and sunscreens. Microbeads in leave-on products can be problematic because they don't break down easily. They can end up in the environment and the human body.
We know that these plastics have been linked directly to things like cancer, endocrine disruption, reproductive issues.
Leah Kerpolani is the owner of ShopGood, a clean beauty boutique with locations in North Park and Del Mar. She says there's a lot of cleaner options.
Alternatives from an exfoliation standpoint could be things like pumice stone, crushed walnut shells, sea salt, sugar.
If the governor signs the bill, the ban on leave-on products with microbeads would take effect in January 2029, and those with plastic litter in January 2030. Tammy Merga, KPBS News.
What makes the human brain so advanced and unique? Researchers at UC San Diego have pinpointed one part of our DNA that is a very strong candidate. SciTech reporter Thomas Fudge has the story.
Our closest animal relation is the chimpanzee, and our evolutionary split from them happened about 5 million years ago. Since then, some parts of the human genome have mutated very quickly, and they're called human accelerated regions. UCSD professor Miles Wilkinson says one of them that's very involved in brain development is HAR123, a gene enhancer.
One can think of genes as being the players in an orchestra, and enhancers are basically like the conductor.
Researchers found that HAR123 was very active in creating precursor cells that became neurons in the brain. Wilkinson adds that studying a genomic region so critical to brain development could also help explain the causes of neural diseases like autism or schizophrenia. Thomas Fudge, KPBS News.
Sticker shock for San Diegans continues to worsen. The cost of food, housing, medical, and childcare has soared over the last year, with San Diego seeing the highest price jumps in the country. Chris Kate, president and CEO of the San Diego Regional Chamber of Commerce, spoke to reporter Amita Sharma to break down what this means for local consumers and the economy.
So, Chris, in the last year, food has gone up 4%, housing 5%, medical care 6.8%, child care more than 9%. This is a strain, to say the least, on San Diegans' finances. What effect is inflation having on San Diego businesses?
They are dealing with the same impacts as everyday San Diegans. They're just trying to run a business as well too, and it's very difficult because they're experiencing those same inflationary pressures as everybody else.
So far, many businesses have absorbed the cost of President Trump's tariffs. Elsewhere in the country, businesses are starting to pass those costs on to consumers. Do you expect the same locally? What are you hearing?
Absolutely. We believe that the tariffs and the cost of those tariffs are going to be passed on to consumers. I think in the short run, business owners were absorbing those costs just because of the uncertainty and what was going to happen with tariffs, whether they were going to be deferred. But now that we've gotten past, I think, that honeymoon period, so to speak, and we're trying to realize the cost impacts of these tariffs, you're going to see those passed on to consumers. They have to go someplace.
Meanwhile, unemployment has reached 5.2% locally. If trends continue on inflation, tariffs, and unemployment, what's your prediction for the San Diego economy?
I'm not an economist, but I think you can see continued increases in inflation, you can see rise in unemployment, you can see business owners begin to make the very difficult decisions to shut down their businesses or relocate elsewhere. All of the economic uncertainties definitely plays a detrimental role in our local economy and local business owners in San Diego, and we're going to have to adjust to that.
Chris, what effect have the ICE raids locally had on businesses and labor?
I think, and I don't have scientific data to back this up, it's more anecdotal in nature, but I think that you see a lot of business owners and employees who are not engaging as normal. It's introducing that level of certainty for our business owners. They understand how they are able to proceed and not have, again, these actions coming before them and not knowing what's going to happen or what they believe is going to negatively impact their businesses and their employees as well, too.
You said it's reduced the level of engagement. What do you mean by that?
I think you have folks who are investing in their businesses or employees who are coming to work, who feel a level of certainty and are safe going to work. When you don't have that level of, or you introduce that level of risk or possibility for a business owner, you're going to kind of revert back. You're not going to be as, I think, wanting to invest or wanting to be engaged in the community, things of that sort.
But are you saying that employees are just not showing up to work?
Yeah, that's something that we're hearing as well, too. Absolutely. And that's got a negative impact on our business owners.
Okay. Finally, the San Diego Regional Chamber of Commerce in July expressed its concern with the U.S. ambassador to Mexico about tariffs on Mexican goods. Describe the impact first of those tariffs on the cross-border economy, and did the chamber's expression of concern move the needle on those tariffs?
We hope so. I think what we have been trying to educate business owners, the general public writ large in San Diego is the fact that when you look at imports from Mexico, 40% of those imports originate from the U.S. You have products that cross the border five or six times before a finished product is actually sold to consumers here on the U.S. side. And so it's not as easy as just passing off a tariff or a cost and that's it. The origination issue is a large one. And we have such a large presence here in San Diego and across the border with a wholesale of products ranging from automobiles to medical devices. And so this level of uncertainty and these cost impacts have huge impacts to our region here in San Diego. We're talking about tens of billions of dollars, thousands of jobs that are relying upon the binational cooperation that we have with Mexico.
What's the effect of that expression of concern?
We'll know more in the coming months as we do our delegation trip to Mexico City as well and talk to leaders in Mexico and policymakers down there as well. But we hope that this review of USMCA is fruitful and our concerns are passed on to policymakers and leaders on both sides of the border.
Okay, Chris Kate, yeah. Thank you so much for speaking with me
today.
Thank
you.
Loneliness and mental health are major concerns for youth today. Arts producer Anthony Wallace looks at a new approach from the UK coming to San Diego that uses a very old kind of medicine.
Starting next month, teenage patients at San Ysidro Health will get an unusual prescription.
Patients receive a prescription for 12 doses of arts and culture to be utilized over a 12-month period.
Chris Appleton is the founder and CEO of Art Pharmacy, an Atlanta-based group bringing social prescribing to San Diego. With nearly 200 local arts partners, young people can choose from
Museum of Us, Oceanside Museum of Art, San Diego History Center, Disco Riot.
Social prescribing is still uncommon in the U.S., but it's been growing in the U.K. for years.
The U.K. has been the first country to have a whole national program of social prescribing.
Its prominence is thanks in part to the work of researcher Daisy Fancourt from University College London.
When adolescents engage more in the arts, it actually helps to improve their levels of self-control. And this then is related to lower engagement in antisocial behaviors like crime or substance use.
Art Pharmacy started in 2022 and has brought its model to seven states.
We see reductions in behavioral health hospitalizations. These are very expensive costs for healthcare payers.
Appleton says they will start in San Diego with several hundred patients and hope to expand to more health systems soon. Anthony Wallace, KPBS News.
That is it for the podcast today. As always, you can find more San Diego news online at kpbs.org. I'm Lawrence K. Jackson. Thanks for listening and subscribing. By doing so, you're supporting public media, and I want to thank you for that. Have a great day.
KPBS On Demand is supported by the San Diego County Toyota Dealers, offering a new 2025 lineup of vehicles at your local Toyota dealer, including a new Tacoma with turbocharged four-cylinder engines and a hybrid powertrain option. The San Diego County Toyota Dealers. We make it easy.